Welcome back to Saturday Agenda. I'm Kelmany Dukart. Well, TikTok bans are sweeping the nation as a number of public universities, including two of the country's largest colleges, Texas A&M and the University of Texas, banning the Chinese-owned company. This comes on the heels of multiple state governors issuing executive orders restricting access to the social app. Could this be an indicator that a nationwide ban is on the horizon? Joining us now to discuss is the host of Wise Guys, John Tobacco. John, great to see you. What's the buzz on this? What do you think of TikTok? Harmless social media or national security threat here?
Well, I think it's becoming more and more obvious by the amount of action different agencies, different states, and even our military are taking that it's more than just a fun little dance app. There's something seriously going on from an intelligence standpoint. And Kilmany, when I think about TikTok, yeah, I'm guilty of it too. But if you go back to 2020, Donald Trump signed an executive order under emergency powers to ban TikTok until their ownership could be confirmed to be all U.S. The U.S. subsidiary is called ByteDance. And their ByteDance CEO answers to the China chairman, as he's referred to, in Beijing. So if you know anything about global macro geopolitics, you know that if the leadership is in Beijing, that means that the Chinese Communist Party is the leadership of this country. And one of the first things Joe Biden did within his first 6 months in office was eliminate Donald Trump's executive order. He ordered some, inquiry through the Commerce Department to see if they could come up with a way to figure out if there was China intelligence involved, and kind of buried it under the rug. So Trump wanted to ban it. Biden and an army of lobbyists, everyone's talking about that. There's different TikTok and ByteDance lobbyists have visited the White House 8 times in the last year and a half. So things are, to me, it's a lot more than just a dance app. And the lobbyists in the U.S., the American people, who maybe we have to put pressure on to stop being the face of the CCP.
Yeah, I think it's interesting knowing how popular the app is, how widely used it is, particularly in the United States. Is the message trickling down right now to users?
I don't think so. I got 3 kids. They all have TikTok on their phone. And I say, hey, are you scared that, the China Communist Party may be monitoring all your info? And they just look at me like, no, Dad, I got 42,000 likes. And but the threat is killing me. The real thing is, this is how the CCP works. They operate on a 50-year plan. And here in the U.S., we operate on 4- and 8-year plans. So a lot of thought has gone into how they can aggregate information on hundreds of millions of people in the U.S. And if that's not a threat, Donald Trump has been proven right on a lot of things. He said we want this out of our country, or at least under our control. And then when he's out of office, Joe Biden goes and reverses that. So I'm not pointing at Joe Biden. We can't do a lot to the CCP, but the people that are here in America who are working on behalf of this country, until someone can prove that there's not Chinese intelligence behind it, I think it's a threat, and I'm with Donald Trump.
Now, I'm vaguely remembering, John, there was something called Face App that I think at one point you take a screenshot of your face and then it shows you aging or what you look like as an old person. And I remember actually a lot of people doing that, and we all thought it was quite funny until we found out that that was a Russian-owned application. I mean, are we paying enough attention right now to what we're using in these privacy agreements and where our information is going right now?
Nah, I think Kilmany, I think we're all guilty of that. We always click agree. None of us click, let me read the terms and conditions, because there's a whole bunch of little print that says we can go in your phone, we can check your emails, we can actually download files that are on your desktop if you have them in the same cloud as your phone. So no, we're guilty of a lot. And, quite frankly, I remember FaceApp. A lot of people have these theories about like the 23andMe. And I think, the age of information is causing, I think, more security concerns than we really need. I mean, a fun dance on an app is funny for a minute, but at the end of the day, if some foreign enemy can take a look and say, okay, where are the families of, you know, 10,000 military servicemen right now? I think that's kind of scary.
Great points. John Tobacco, great to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Your retirement funds are being threatened with even more losses from record inflation, recession, and skyrocketing interest rates. Fortunately, the highly trained specialists at American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. If you call them right now as a special offer, they will give you a free gold coin on your first qualifying order, so don't wait. Call 866-935-4309. That's 866-935-4309, or text Newsmax to 65532. That's Newsmax to 65532.